I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of a progress note for comprehensive counseling, PC, date of evaluation for all these patients. These are medication review. Date of evaluation is May 19th, 2025. Please mention it that all these patients who are seen were doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Nylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior, Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S. His date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Date of evaluation is May 19, 2025. Subjective and objective data. Dennis was cooperative, appropriate, described. Overall, he has been doing good, except he develops cold for the last couple days, which has been hammering him. But he was seen by medical and also by the heart and passed with the flying color. He has been consistent with the compliance of the medication, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal behavior. Denies any hallucinations or any delusion. Medication is working fine. Currently, he is on trazodone, 50 mg daily for sleep. Depakote, ER, 500 mg twice a day. As a mood stabilizer, without any side effect. Bupropion XL 300 mg daily in the morning to help him anxiety, depression, also able to focus. Duloxetine 30 mg daily potentiate the effect of bupropion and also does not have any pain. Patient has history of rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension. He was cooperative, attentive, good eye contact, pleasant, no suicidal thoughts, any symptoms, hallucination, delusion, no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was educated about the medication, provide insight-oriented therapy, supportive therapy, and cognitive behavioral therapy to deal with the situation. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable, no side effect, history of hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis. Plan, I will continue with the current plan. I prescribed 30 days supply of the medication. A follow-up appointment was given in 4 weeks, end of dictation. Next solution. Is Vancle, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Our date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subjective and adjective data. Leslie is 67-year-old, married Caucasian male, has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. Indicated that he has been doing great. His wife concurred with it. He decided sleeping good, eating good, getting along well with everyone. Has not shown any behavior dangerous to self or the other. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear. He indicated that he has plenty of medication left and he does not know why. I further discussed that I am supplying only 4 weeks supply of the medication, how it can be more. But if it is more, he should always hold at the pharmacy. Currently, he is on Seroquel 100 mg twice a day, Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, Depakote ER 500 mg twice a day. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was educated about the medication, provided support, insight, and also cognitive behavioral therapy, supportive therapy, and appreciate his behavior towards his wife and maintain like it. Follow 30 days supply was ordered. Follow permit was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution in Carlesio, CARLESIMO, Carlesimo, Kathleen, KTLYN. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Phone number is 586-854-6037. Subject is Ayurveda. Kathleen is a 35-year-old married Caucasian female, has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. Patient described that she is feeling much better, more focused, attentive, cooperative, no side effect of the medication. She has been compliant consistently with the medication, does not see any depression, anxiety, any suicidal, homicidal behavior. Period. She also indicates she has been consistently getting her medications from the pharmacy. Currently, she is an adult, 10 mg twice a day. Sometimes she forgets to take the medication, but otherwise she is doing okay. She was in a good mood, pleasant effect, good eye contact, no attentive, no distraction or any impulsive behavior. She describes since she is on medication, she noticed a significant improvement in overall behavior, functioning, and relationship with the family. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Continue with withdrawal 10 mg morning, 10 mg at noon. 30 days medication supply was sent. Patient was provided education, support, insight into his treatment. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next patient is a Murphy Smith, M-U-R-F-E-Y, Smith, Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Subject to Ayurveda. Wendy is a 62-year-old married Caucasian female. She has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder and has been doing very well. She describes she has no complaint, medication working good, her mood remain happy, affect bright. She is taking responsibility and care of her husband, who has been undergoing some surgery, and yet she described she has no problem with the medications or the compliance. She is on every 15 milligram daily and Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily. Yet patient was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear, thought process coherent, no hallucination, delusion. No side effect, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. She also indicated that she is going to shop often, going for a walk, and has been feeling much stable and much better. Other than bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically improved, continued ably 515 mg daily, bupropion XL 300 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. This is an application. Next solution is in Gardner David, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, David, D-A-V-I-D. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subject to Rajeta. David is a 46-year-old married Caucasian male, working for the real estate business, reported that he has been doing all right, except due to cold, he feel little lethargic and weak at times. Otherwise, he's fine. He described the medication has been helping, and he has been eating and sleeping good. There is no depression, anxiety, any suicidal thoughts. There is no involuntary movement or any symptoms of the fever, restlessness. He described when he feel bad, medication has been helping a lot. Patient is on clonopin 0.5 mg daily PRN for anxiety. Sleep quiet on 5 in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime. Levetiraxor 200 mg twice a day. Benzotropine 1 mg at bedtime. Flufenazine 5 mg daily. This monthly side effect has been during several occasions. We have discussed about the discontinuance of flufenazine as is already on Seracol. He described flufenazine has been helping a lot to take away his bad thoughts. Sometimes he gets paranoid. Otherwise, he has no problem. He has no problem with the medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of aphasia, restlessness. He was alert, oriented. Mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought process was nice. There was no suicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination, delusion. He has been compliant with the treatment. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder. Possible so is affected as his paranoid thoughts comes more often. But no involuntary movement or any symptoms of lethargy, restlessness. Plan: I will send the prescription for 30 days. Patient has been feeling much better with the combination of the treatment. Prognosis guided. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution is a list. Shara, LISSARAH. Date of birth is 11/15/1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Date of relation is 5/20/19/2025. Subject is Ajita. Sarah is a 47-year-old divorced Caucasian female living with her daughter, working in General Dynamics. She described that she has been feeling otherwise good. Most of the time, she has a good days than bad days, sleeping, eating good, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no depression, anxiety, or any mood changes, except her stepfather has been sick, which has been too much stress for her mother. But this stress has been shared by her sister also. The patient was seeing her therapist and described medication has been helping. She is on Janus 0.5 milligrams, 5 tablet is using Remeron 15 milligrams daily. She indicated that she has been taking this medication and is using Janus only if she needed. I further explained her the role of benzodiazepine, especially Janus, due to the physical dependence and emotional dependence. I further discussed that I would like to rather really take her off rather than continue, as it is very difficult to withdraw from the benzodiazepines. She indicated she is not dependent. She is taking only when she is not able to sleep. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. The speech was clear. Thought process was organized. There were no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Judgment sight has been improved. Assessment. Major depressive disorder, post-traumatic event due to divorce from her husband. Continue with the supportive plan. I have sent the prescription of Remeron 15 milligram baby and Janus only 5 tablet. I will gradually reduce the doses to 4 and gradually try to wean off gradually. Prognosis guided, end of dictation. Next version is an Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E, Paul, P-A-U-L. His date of birth is 12/5/1980. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Date of relation is 5/19/2025. Subject to Anjitam. Paul is a 44-year-old single Caucasian male, has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. He describes since he's taking Adderall XR 10 milligram daily, he's able to focus, more attentive, cooperative, but the effect of medication lasts around 3 or 4 o'clock. I further discuss the response of the medication, and if you want, I can increase the doses. But before doing so, he can try to take double the dose and see whether how it is effective, and make an appointment in 2 weeks, to which he agreed. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, effect was bright, his speech was clear, thought process was nice, he is more coherent and logical, no distraction or any deceptiveness at work. He feel very positive about his improvement. There was no side effect of the medication. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Continue Adderall XR 10 mg daily. Plan, gradually increase the dose 20 mg daily. As he will provide me the information, there was no side effect. Has been compliant with the milieu education. PH assessment. Attention deficit hyperactive disorder. We'll send a prescription for Adderall XR 10 mg daily. Prognosis started, end of decision, followed by men was given in 30 days. Next solution, Ravios, Ravios, Florence, Florence, our date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Date of revision is May 19, 2025. Subjective Anita. Miss Florence is 62 years old, single, Caucasian female, who has been treatment for bipolar mood disorder, chronic kidney disease, on dialysis, status post mastectomy, hyperthyroidism. High creatinine level indicate that she has been doing very well. Her currently she is she was told that she has to go for dialysis in Troy, to which she agreed because it is very close to her home PF, and she will save money by not driving so much. As it was before it was in Garfield, she described, overall she is doing all right, except traveling, living with the parents, but she is eating, sleeping good, deny any suicidal thoughts, deny any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She described she is feeling much better, calmer, but alienated with the people. Even if she go to the shopping, go to the grocery shopping, she would not interact with the people until they interact with. I further discussed that is fine. She has to choose whatever she wants to talk, but she described overall she is feeling calmer. There was no involuntary movement and any symptoms of a refusal restlessness. She is on olanzapine 5 milligram. Daily at that time. Zoloft 100 mg daily, Carvedilol 300 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, her speech was clear, motor activity was normal. She looks somewhat a little bit gloomy, but not showing any irritability or agitation. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, chronic kidney disease and dialysis. Hyperparathyroidism, status post mastectomy. Plan, continue the supportive care. I'll send the prescription of olanzapine 5 mg at bedtime, serenity 100 mg daily. And oxcarbazepine 300 mg daily. 30 day supply was ordered. Progress was ordered. Last evaluation on Amy, AMY, Janice, JAYNES. Her date of birth is 5/12/1973. Telephone number is 586-925-4909. Date of filiation is 5/19/2025. Subject to Angela. Also, can you put her alternate number is 586-359-4666. Her email is stclrsjaynes7@gmail.com. Thank you. Subjective and care. Amy was cooperative, pleasant. Describes she is feeling better, sleeping better. Medication is working and she is able to focus. But due to the too much work, it is sometimes difficult to handle it. She also undergoing some emotional changes due to the hormonal disbalance. She has been taking for menopausal syndrome, for which she has been taking Zoloft. On a 100 milligram daily. I further discuss the risk and benefit of the medication. She described overall she is doing good. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. There is no already visual hallucinations or any persecutive feeling. She has been taking her medication. She is unfocaling. In the morning, and Zoloft taking for depression. She was explaining her risk and benefit of the medication. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought process was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination. She has been compliant with the medication. A follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks. So, 4 weeks. She was coherent, logical, appropriate. Patient was given insight into her difficulties and compliance. Since these are hormonal treatment that may be interfering with her functioning and also subcompliance bleeding, she has to discuss with the GYN, her primary care physician who has been prescribed hormonal treatment, to which she agreed. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, major depressive disorder, menopausal syndrome, or hormonal therapy. Plan to send the prescription for Focalin and Zoloft. Prognosis guided, 30 days appointment was given. The end of dictation, then with Dr. Stovey.